Blog Talk Radio.
Around the world and all our listeners on the archives, welcome to Dr. Catherine May's Blog Talk Radio Program Channel Panel. Today is Sunday, July 10th, 2016. Many of you may have seen our scheduled topic for the day entitled No Good Deed Goes Unnoticed, Unrewarded, Uncelebrated, to be guided to us by the Company of Heaven. But Sananda is going to be coming with us today with Catherine and Christine and going to be making a little schedule change based on recent events. So we're just going to be going with the flow today and being open to where we're led and what messages we'll receive from our dear channels and the Company of Heaven. We'll also be hearing about, Sananda is going to be coming and talking about some upcoming shows based on some information that Sananda and Michael would like to pass on to us. So they're going to be giving you some highlights for the next show this week and possibly next week as well. So be listening for that. So let's all take a deep breath and join together in our pillars of light. Join hands with Mother Terra, Mother and Father God, and each other. Let's hold hands in unity and ask for all the blessings to be anchored into ourselves with all the messages we receive today. For those new listeners, let me just share that you can sign up to receive our New Earth Times newsletter on our website, whoneedslight.org. You can also find Dr. Catherine May's book, Who Needs Light? She wrote over a 30-year period, and our beloved Mother God calls our manual for ascension. So if you haven't gotten a copy of that, check that out. We also have a Facebook page, Who Needs Light? And my alternative health Facebook page is called Wisdom Within - Meg Davis. I would also like to offer a special thank you to our family members supporting us with their generous donations from around the world, and of course all your love and support that you send us. We truly couldn't be here without you doing this work. And with that, let's welcome in our beloved Catherine and Christine and hear what we have going on today. Hi, Catherine. Hi, Christine.
Hi, Meg. It's Catherine. I'm going to speak for both of us today, I think. Christine is just flat out, literally and figuratively, transmuting and is pretty sick right now. So I think she's too sick to channel. But Michael is here, and he said he will help. So he's going to come through me if they decide it's a good thing to do. Sananda will be here. And I can just give you a little update they've changed the plan several times just in the last day or two about what the show would be or what we would talk about today. We have upcoming shows, as you said, about no good deed goes unnoticed, unrewarded, and uncelebrated. And the Company of Heaven will all join in to talk to us about that. But it's a lovely title to just ponder until we get to the show. Think about what it means to you and how it would look in your own life. So, Christine, I'm just going to tell you a little bit about what Christine is transmuting today. We have been asked to look at, in several different ways, one way is by seeing some of the TV specials that have been created in the last couple of years that really tell the story about how the darkness on Earth began and how it's developed. One of the ones we were asked to watch is called The Game of Thrones. Of course, something we would never have wanted to watch because of the violence, and it's just hard to watch. But it led us up to today. And Christine has been told that what she is transmuting today, as she looks through dimensions, as she can do, she sees the conference table where the darkness that has been created on Earth was purposely, deliberately planned in great detail to create the really dark and difficult, painful, and often torturous conditions that we have lived under for many years, since Atlantis. It's been just terrible. We're under attack today. Sorry if my voice gets a little wobbly. I'm having a bit of a hard time today too, but we'll do the best we can. And I know that others who are listening are feeling the same things. I know you are transmuting along with us, Meg. So, do you want to tell us something about what you've been experiencing? And then I'll get back to describing what we're going to talk about today.
Sure, Catherine. As you have always told us, you and Catherine and Christine have always told us, we're all transmuting. So all of us could have a two-minute piece on what we're transmuting in our own lives. So I'll just share my piece. The last couple of days, especially today, I've felt like 500 pounds. I felt very sluggish, very, not mentally, but just physically. Mm-hmm. And the only thing I know to do is to drink tons and tons of water with the product Cell Food, which has been recommended to us by the Company of Heaven to add, which gives a lot of oxygen to our cells, just helps with the transmuting. So I've been doing that. The animals all around the house, the same thing. And I also noticed that what I can see can be transmuted with this is the mental piece that comes with being tired, where I would normally feel sort of depressed, or why am I down, or feeling short-tempered, or all those things that sometimes can come with the physical sensation. And since I know now that that's not who we are, we're just love, no matter what the physical body goes through, I can see through that and say, oh, look at this. With the physical exhaustion could come the tendency to not be as kind as our hearts know us to be, not be as gentle or as sweet, to not connect with each other, to not offer those small those small things we do for each other, the small sweet things we can do. So I saw how previously that energy package came together. And since Michael and Sananda and the Company of Heaven have said we're only love, I can pull that apart now so clearly and say, yes, I'm tired, but I can also be kind and patient and loving and just say I'm tired, but I'm also in love. So that's been one part of it. The other has been to accept in humor the wonderful things being brought to us by our teams. So everything is being set up now, all the circumstances in our lives, interactions, chance meetings, are wonderful setups by our team to help us move into ascension. So
I'm losing a word every once in a while, Meg, but
okay, good. I'll move closer to the door. Is that any better?
I can't tell yet. It's just every once in a while we lose a word, but we can still tell what you're saying.
Okay, good. So I do yoga as a way for me to stay in my center and be centered and connect with Mother and Father and Tara. And yesterday I went to my wonderful yoga class. It's called Gentle Yoga. And I was ready for a peaceful hour in the morning to start my weekend. And there was a change in the class and a new teacher and all new people. And the teacher announced we would now be doing power yoga.
Oh.
So I can't imagine a class more opposite than gentle yoga for my day. And I just smiled and I said to my team, aren't you tricky? I did not know what was going on. So I just turned and laughed and said to the class, I'm just going to be honest. This scares the bejeebus out of me to be in a power yoga class. I thought this was gentle. So I'm going to laugh. And if I don't do all the poses, that's okay. But I'm not going to run away. I'm going to stay right here. So I recognize. And after the class, I felt, of course, extraordinary. It was exactly what I needed. And I just laughed at the end of the class with the teacher. And I just hugged her and said, this was a setup. And I am so happy that I stayed. So I took that as just a fun example of how our teams are arranging so many things for us to move past what limitations that we think we have. I never would have gone to a power yoga class. I didn't think I was strong enough, and I was. So I'm just going to take this as the sweet and trusting thing that our teams are providing for us to just say yes when they show up and let go of all the doubts and limiting thoughts that we have and just step into that even though we're uncomfortable and watch what happens on the other side. So I know you all are having similar experiences in your life, and you're probably already winking with your team thinking about some things that have happened the last couple of days that have been a surprise on your schedule too. So they're there to help us move past where we think we are into something that would bring us more joy. So that's what's been going on with me. Thanks, Catherine.
Oh, thank you for that. I love how you described how your immediate reaction was to joke with your team. Absolutely, that's what we need to do right now, because all of it, we're all being helped, we're being held, we're being nudged forward, we're being supported and uplifted. We are all in this together right now. So thank you, Meg. That was a great story. And such a model for everyone about how to deal with these things. It goes way beyond that old saying about, you know, when life gives you lemons, make lemonade. Now it is, when life brings you lemons, you know your team is making lemonade for you.
Perfect.
So get ready to enjoy it. Okay, we have a bunch of masters here who said they would all come to help. I have Saint Germain at my elbow. So I'm just going to let them come through and speak and tell us whatever it is they want to update us on. And then they'll, I'm sure they'll introduce it, but let me remind everyone, we sent out an email, I think it was night before last, so the days are beginning to disappear, about the great ceremony that was organized with all the ancient tribes on the earth, the earth keepers all around the earth, the ones who have kept the light and kept their own traditions. Many of them did this in secret for thousands of years. Small numbers of people protecting and caring for the truth of mother and father, for the connection to the earth and the respect and honor that they pay to the earth and to God. So this gathering was arranged on the surface of planet Earth with all the tribes combining their energies. And of course, they all know about each other. They communicate telepathically. Many of them have contacted one another in recent years. So they have a network of communications already in place. And they are also in direct contact with our galactic brothers and sisters. So the energies of this meeting have been just enormous. And the feel of it is just every heart, every person who is aware of the upshifting of the energies right now is here to join in. So Sananda is going to give us maybe a prayer, a meditation to join with them because they're still in place. This is a most important event that will go on as long as needed. And now Saint Germain has something he wants to say about that. You can say hello to him if you like, Meg.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, always. Welcome, dear Saint Germain. We're so glad you're here.
Hello, Meg. Hello, everyone. I asked for a moment on the show. I know Catherine's tired, and Christine is, as we've said, just flat out working so hard. She really doesn't have the energy to even speak right now. And all of this is because this is such a crucial moment in the history of planet Earth. This is a moment that is going to change everything. It's not an accident that the Earth Keepers and the Galactic Friends and ships from all over the universe are here, joining with all of you now. This is the last push. We are determined to bring through your GCR, RV, the Nasara, laws, Gesara, the new conditions on planet Earth, where the light will transcend all of what you have experienced over these thousands of years. I am Saint Germain, and I tell you, we are all working flat out, all of us, beyond our capacity, beyond anything we've done before. All hearts joined, all energies combined. We thank the Earth Keepers, those beloved ones who have been stalwart and determined throughout the ages to maintain this connection with us, to maintain their truth. Some are very small numbers left because, of course, what has been called civilization has tried to stamp out everything of the ancient tribes, of the old knowledge. Just as Christine was describing her vision of the original planning, it was all planned in detail. Of course, the technologies have increased their ability to create abominations, to spread disease, to create things like vaccinations and promote them around the world, and to create disease in laboratories, and even to create beings who, of course, were designed to be the soldiers of darkness. It is a horrifying thing. And one day you will all learn when you're ready. You'll learn about who began this and how it started and how it raced out of control in recent years, and how we were all called to help, all of us. You there on the surface, us here in higher dimensions, taking turns. You've been here in the higher dimensions guiding as your incarnations came to Earth, just as we have done. This is not a case of some group of spirits in the sky guiding and leading this. Not at all. We are you. You are us. We have linked hands. We have been the ones to walk through this. And we vowed to Mother and Father that we would remain, that we would continue until it was done. Do not think for a moment, beloved brothers and sisters, that we look the other way or that we don't know how difficult it is for you. Believe me, we see you, we hear you. Many of you now come to the councils to speak with us. We hear how difficult it is. We know. We know because we've been planning it, working on it, trying the best that all of us have to offer, all our talents, all our energies, all our love has gone to accomplish this magnificent joint effort that will bring in the new abundance, that will create the new golden age. It is already done. The important actions that have been needed have already taken place on the planet. We've had to be very careful, of course. Nothing could have been advertised or publicly known because we had to put everything in place before it could be announced. And now, little by little, those people that you think of as the collective or the public, little by little, are beginning to sense that something is changing. They're beginning to be less mocking or skeptical, as they call it. It's not really skepticism. It's really arrogance and closed-mindedness. They have been poisoned by the matrix thinking. We don't blame anyone for that. We see how pervasive and how poisonous it has been. And we are working with all our might to bring through these final moments. And this is why this great gathering is taking place now. This is not just a big push. This is a massive gathering of souls. All have volunteered. All have come here in support. All have come here out of love for planet Earth and humankind. Those of you who have incarnated here at this time to be here for this historic moment and to do the hard work that had to be done on the surface. You're beginning to learn and to understand this was not something that Mother and Father God could simply decree. Of course, they are doing their part, and they are working as hard as we are. It had to be a joint effort, beloved ones, and it is. We thank all of you for your courage, your determination, your persistence. Day after day, you have kept on, the light bearers, the earth keepers, the transmuters. We didn't talk about transmuters until recently. But as the light increases, the dark energies that were planted, literally planted in the earth, like those roadside bombs you hear about in the Middle East, the darkness was planted in the earth in so many different ways. You'll learn of all those things one day. Now the importance is focused on combining our energies, lifting our eyes to the sky, connect with Mother and Father, and know in your hearts we are one and we are triumphant. We have created something magnificent. Together, it is peace on earth. It is abundance. It is love. I am your Saint Germain, and I am with you every moment. Call on me. I am here. I love you. Namaste, all.
Thank you, Saint Germain. Thank you.
Wow, it's Catherine. I could feel how moved he was. How much his heart was in that. We love you too, Saint Germain. Thank you. Now, who is going to come next? Michael's here. Hi, Michael. My beloved brothers and sisters. Oh, yes, it is Michael, your Archangel Michael. I speak through Catherine today, which, of course, I always enjoy, but my beloved Christine is in so much pain. Of course, we know she could cry out. She could say, "Stop this. I can't stand it anymore." But she never will. She's tough, my beloved. We have all vowed to carry this through to the end. And we are. We are doing it. And some of you have been asked to work to your absolute maximum. And this is how it's been here at the New York farm. Christine, Catherine, our dear John, the animals, all of them, flat out, healing, transmuting, clearing the energies, holding the light. A little troop of determined souls here, but they represent all of you. We see all of you working side by side with them, and they join hearts with you as well. It is a historic time, and it is a difficult time. We acknowledge that. We love you for your service, for your faith, for your great hearts. Thank you, beloved sisters and brothers, all of you across the globe working together. We feel your hearts. We see your light. And you feel ours. We join hands. We reach across every country, every town, every village, every continent. This is not just a scheme that was dreamed up by Saint Germain and us to bring financial relief. That will just be the first step. Of course, it's important because poverty has become such a serious problem, and debt slavery has been the way that people's minds and hearts were imprisoned. We must start there. But we also must start with the hearts and minds of all the people who have been so injured, so damaged by this long siege under the thumb of the Anunnaki and those who served them. It is ending, beloved ones. It is ending. And all of you who rise up together, who take hands, who join hearts, who lift your eyes and say, we will be joyful. We are part of this beautiful triumph. We are the ones who say, this story ends in glory. And each one of you is a part of that glory. Each one of you a child of God, just as we are all children of God. All the kingdoms join. The dolphins, the whales, the animals of the forest and the fields, all together are here to support you, everyone down to the smallest ant. All are here to join forces to bring light. Some lost their way. Some were co-opted by the dark ones. Our family here in New York has tried valiantly to bring back everyone they could. And you have all experienced this in your lives. You've reached out to people that you saw needed a helping hand, needed your inspiration, your love. All of you have been part of this great effort to reunite in God's love. We are here for you. Call on me. I am your brother Michael. I'm here to help you, to be with you, to support you, to love you. I honor you. We all admire you. We are triumphant. We will stay with you. We will be back soon. We'll do more of these radio shows. We'll keep you up to date. And know that all you have to do is call on me and I'll be there. I love you. I love you all. I am your Michael.
Michael, thank you so much. You can really hear the love that you're sending out with every word. Thank you so much.
Hi, it's Catherine. Christine is really working hard right now. She's in so much pain. I know it's hard for people to hear that, but I think it's important that they know. When we say we're pushing, we really mean it. When we say we're working here, we mean every day, every hour. We're not going to stop till this is done. They've reassured us that it's not going to go on much longer. And that's why it's so hard right now. There's a huge clash of energies right now. It's the, you might call it the last throes of the old order that didn't want to give up their power. It's been more difficult than we thought. It's been more drawn out than we ever anticipated, but nevertheless, in every way, they've tried to be merciful. They've tried to be as strong and careful and gentle with us, our company of heaven, to be as gentle with us as they can be, all of us, to try to not create terrible chaos on the ground, and to support us as we walk through this. It's been a massive, massive process. We can't possibly imagine everything that has gone into this. All the people, all the great minds, all the energies, all the love that's gone into this. One day we'll know the whole story. I feel Mother. Hello, Mother.
Hello, Mother.
She just wants to say a word to all of us.
Welcome, Mother.
My beloved children, I'm here with Christine. I place my hands on her head. I send her my heartfelt love. There. She feels eased. All of you who are working so hard, she reaches out to you. You feel my love. I touch each one of your faces. I kiss you. I thank you, my steadfast and loving children. This process, this project, has been mysterious to many of you. You say to us, why don't you just do it? Well, beloved ones, We gave you free will. And we will not rescind that. We will not deprive you of your right to determine your own destiny. Of course, it's been in some lifetimes, in some places, it's been impossible to have much choice except to be loving in your heart. And for many of you, a lifetime lived with love, however short, however difficult it might have been, is a magnificent triumph, given how difficult it's been on this planet. That is the great triumph of humankind, that you have been able to love, even in the midst of this terrible darkness and pain. And now, you feel our energies, don't you, beloveds? You feel us sending the light. Now, we've been telling you about this. You know about the photon belt. You know about during certain special occasions we've raised the energies and the light. You're seeing now we had to do this gradually because you're there in human bodies. You could not have ascended right from the third dimension into the fifth. It would not. Your bodies would not have survived it. It may have seemed to you that this is going on forever and you want to leap right from where you are into my lap in the higher dimensions. And I love you for those thoughts and visions. It's what helps. It's what carries us along. It's what raises you up, all of you. It's how you create your own ascension. By envisioning yourself with us, envisioning the beautiful world you're creating together. And we've had to do it gradually, beloved ones. There can be no other way. We're nurturing you, supporting you, gently ushering you along. And you feel us, you respond with sometimes puzzlement, sometimes great joy, sometimes great humor. You're feeling how, well, how fun it can be, how gracious your company of heaven can be in their beautiful assistance of you. How absolutely loving. And here we are, all of us together. We celebrate the joining of hearts of the ancient tribes, the elders, the beautiful earth keepers who have sustained themselves sometimes for generation after generation with little help, with little assistance from anyone on the ground. They have maintained themselves. They have managed to transcend whatever came their way and remained loyal to their own oath to be here today, to be here for this great moment. Send your love to them, to your children. Know that they are with you, that they represent you, that they have done so all their lives and for many, many lifetimes. And your galactic friends who are here to honor you, to help with their love as well. Many whose ancient lineage you share. Races from all over the galaxy, all over the universe, all of us coming to join together in this great ascension of light. This is not only the ascension of humankind on planet Earth. It is the great ascension of light. And we are all here to celebrate it, to honor each other, and to smile on all of you who have made it possible. I am your Mother God, here with Father God. We're both smiling on you. I send you my honey love. Open your pillars, all of you. Here comes a great shower of honey love for all of you. There, you feel it? Let it heal and nourish you. Let it lift your spirits. No matter how tired you are, know that there is always plenty of honey love. Turn your face to me and let me kiss you. I am your Mother God, and I love you with all my heart. Namaste, my dear children.
Thank you, Mother. Thank you, Father. We soak it in. You are always here for us. As soon as we speak and think and open our hearts, you're there always. Thank you.
Oh, it's Catherine. Christine, you okay? Yeah. Little Che is right here beside me, and he's kind of whimpering. He's sending love to Christine and our little buddy. Our other little doggy friend is here. He's helping his dad, John. They're all sending really big healing energy. It's amazing that such little beings can put out so much love. So, we were told this was going to be a short show. They've been giving me some energy to go on so I could channel them. Sananda's here, and I think he's going to do a little wrap-up for us. Maybe give us a preview of what's coming next or when the shows will be and what they'll be about. So I'll step aside and let Sananda tell us what's up.
All right, Catherine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. As always, our dear brother Sananda, thank you so much for being with us. Your energy is so sweet and felt. Thank you.
Oh, dear Meg. Thank you for your lovely introduction today as well. It's so helpful to hear from you, your experiences and your descriptions. It includes so many when you describe what you feel and what you see. It allows so many others to join with you and feel close and to be here together with the family, all of you on this call are a family now. Many have listened faithfully and with big ears for so many years, and it is now, finally coming to fruition, this phase, this phase of the beautiful ascension of Earth, the coming of the evidence on the surface. Of Course Above, we need no evidence. We see it happening. But those of you who've been working on your own, some of you a bit isolated, you're beginning to make contacts. You're beginning to see that you can reach out to others, that there will be others who have quietly agreed that light is coming and that they join with the light. There are many now, many who will come forward and acknowledge their work and their partnership with us and with you. We honor those beautiful earth keepers that my dear brothers have spoken of. It is a glorious time for us. Hard work, yes, as it is for all of you, but a glorious time. Because we see so many now awakening. So many hearts open to Mother's honey love. Each week more, each day, more come forward with eyes open, willing to learn, willing to join in, willing to take part, even though they can't know what comes next. They feel the anticipation. And it's sweet. Now let me just lead us in a little prayer, a little joining of hearts. To make it, let's say, a formal ceremony. It's always satisfying to mark a moment. Let us mark this moment together as we join hands. We acknowledge those ancient ones. Oh, they're ancient in many ways. Some have incarnated over and over in their ancient tribes in order to carry the wisdom to be here at this moment. We honor them. As we honor all of you, we join hearts, we join minds, we join our light, and we join our love. I know our beloved ones here at the farm are tired. I know all of you are tired. I tell you, one day soon, you're going to turn to me and say, "Oh, Sananda, oh, I remember. I remember it was like the last quarter in the Super Bowl when the team thinks that they can't possibly score another touchdown, and then they do." We're with you. We know. And we love you beyond all description. We will be back soon. We'll have another radio show for you. I want to tell you, Michael and I want to have a special session where we light the campfire, like a summer campfire, where we sit around the campfire, and Michael and I we'll pass the talking stick back and forth, and we'll tell you the story of what has transpired in the last months and now years at the New York farm. The projects that Catherine and Christine have been asked to do, that Meg has been included in. Others have come to live with them in the house. And when we describe it to you, you'll understand that your lives have been a parallel story. A story of the effort to bring light, to uplift those who could not bring themselves back. Some successes. Some, what might have seemed like failures. But you must understand, beloved ones, nothing is lost. No act of kindness, no offer of support, encouragement, and love is ever lost. No matter how disappointed you might have been at the moment, no matter what it looked like at the time, no kindness is ever wasted. No love is ever lost. What you create lives on. And when what you create is love, it lives on as a bright light, increasing your own light every day of life. We will see you soon. We'll give our team here the information they'll need to tell you when to come to the next radio show. We'll all be here to talk with you again soon. We love you dearly. Thank you for coming, beloved ones. I am your Sananda.
Thank you, Sananda. Thank you so much.
Hi, Meg. It's Catherine.
Hey.
I have to apologize, everybody. I am so tired. I could barely get the words out, but Sananda was helping me. So we will post what the Company of Heaven asks us to do next. We'll let you all know. We send you our love, and I think we're going to sign off now. I hope you all really enjoyed the words that our beloved Company of Heaven brought to us, and Mother. Thank you, Mother. Christine
you so
says
much,
to tell the transmuters they're never alone. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They
of course.
Everything.
We're all there with you. We see each of you when you call on your favorite master, your higher self, your guides and angels. They're all there to help you. They're all there with you, cheering you on. We love you all. Thank you for coming.
Yes, we'll talk to you soon.
We have a show. We'll have a little more energy to dedicate to it. So
good.
But I'm so glad everyone came. Thank you all. Thank you, Meg.
Yes.
Okay, until next time, which will probably be during the week, we'll post it what time we're going to have the show. Stay posted, everybody. We
all
love
right,
you.
We'll see you soon. We love you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We heed a certain call when the world must come. come together as one. There are people dying. Oh, when it's time to lend a hand to life, the greatest gift of all. We can go on pretending day by day that the moon somewhere will soon make a change.